What up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Yes, we got a good one for you guys today. It is our yearly Super Bowl prediction show. With the Super Bowl prediction show, me and a returning Tasha, returning from IR, sickness. We sit around and we talk about who gonna do it. Is it gonna be my man Tom Brady yet again, or are the Eagles gonna pull it all off? Gang, Bird Gang in the building. We gonna see what we gotta see this year in the Super Bowl. But it ain't just me and Tasha. No. We gonna get on these phone lines. My man Ike Lewis Jr. Ike Allison Lewis Jr. the Third Esquire will be calling into this podcast, and we gonna sit down and chop it up. My man Mike Moore, you may know him from Meanwhile on Funkatron Podcast. And I hear they're going on Twitch. What? The Twitch? Not just YouTube, but they on Twitch line. Meanwhile on Funkatron, you better get in where you fit in with them. Be one of the day one. Be one of their day ones, man. My man Mike gonna come with that thunder. He don't give his predictions. You obviously know I'm gonna give mine. Tasha gonna give hers. We got a special guest in the house who's going to give their prediction on what's going to happen this Sunday in the big game. And we're going to jump right into that. But first, we want you to go to the epicenter of everything revolving around the Just Talk With Sam podcast. That is samshownation.com. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page of samshownation.com, there's a donate button. Hey, you know how we get down. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast. Give, hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. I mean, we put every dollar, any red cent, right back to this podcast to keep the free funny free. Also, on top of that, you can also go to samshownation.com. You can hit that store link, and right there, when you go to samshownation.com, you get some swag, whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers. Look, it's some more merch coming in the near future. Just stick with us. We're going to have some more stuff. But go to samshownation.com, and by doing that right there, you can show your love. You can wear your love. When you go through your modern day life, you can look at your friends and say, hey, I rock with this podcast and you should too. It's called Just Talking With Sam. And they give pretty decent Super Bowl predictions. And you can go from there and you can show your love as you go through your daily life. And speaking of the podcast itself, the best way to help out the podcast, go to samshownation.com. You click out that podcast button. By clicking that podcast button, you can keep up with all the podcasts right there from Just Talking With Sam. You can catch up on the catalog of all the things there, or maybe you listen to your podcast a little bit differently. We're currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and you guessed it, iTunes. Yes, and if you go to iTunes, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And go to iTunes, you can review this podcast and say, hey, I like that guy, but he talks too much. Or I like that guy, it's a great podcast, I'm going to listen to it. And you could give a 5-star rating by doing that on iTunes. We love hearing feedback from you guys, and you guys make this thing go worthwhile, man. Speaking of that, we got a few sponsors this podcast, so let's just jump right into it before we jump into this great podcast. First sponsor going to the good folks at NFLShop.com. Yes, NFLShop.com got everything that you're going to need for this Sunday. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Super Bowl is this Sunday. And it's taking place between your conference champions, the AFC champions, the New England Patriots, and the NFC champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, you can rep your team however you need. Maybe you need a Patriots hat. Maybe you need a Zach Ertz jersey. They got you covered, or whatever team that you are claiming. They got you covered. The NFLShop.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions link. You click that link, you could get free shipping on all orders over $49 by using the code PLAY49 at checkout. We are at that time. It is the Super Bowl. You got to rep your team, whether that be the Super Bowl 52 trophy collection, shirts, gear, hats. Maybe you're getting ready for next year. You want to rep your team. That's exactly not in the Super Bowl. Maybe you just want to be neutral and you want to talk about the Super Bowl gear. Maybe you're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. They have your team gear there. The only thing they want you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click your NFL link where it says the Conference Champs gear. You can go ahead and get it. SamShowNation.com, NFLShop.com. Get the Conference Champs gear, and you can get free shipping on all orders over $49 by using the offer code PLAY49. Go ahead, SamShowNation.com via NFLShop.com. The next sponsor is the good folks at Flower.com. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com and the current promotions link, hit Flower.com. If you're anything like me, it's Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to tear it up. And when I mean you're going to tear it up, you may tear it up to the point where you need to apologize in about a week. But the good folks at Flower.com got you handled. Look, Valentine's Day is February 14th, and Flower.com got you covered on all the flowers and gifts that you need to give to your sweetheart. Whether that be a festive bouquet of flowers with the My Pink Princess collection, the All Hugs and Kisses, the Purple Hearts, they got everything from flowers to chocolates to everything that you're going to need to make that special day special for your special person. You may want to hurry up. You don't have a lot of time. What you can do is go to SamShowNation.com. On the current promotions page, click the Flower.com link. You can send fresh flowers with same-day delivery. Or you can schedule your delivery. Get it taken care of right now. So that way, on February 14th, the person you're getting flowers for is the person you need to get flowers for. You already got the appointment set. And these flowers are guaranteed to live long. These flowers, look, you know, I'm cutting, I know, but let's talk a little personal here. Go to SamShowNation.com. You hit that Flower.com link, and these flowers will last way over 2 weeks after the recipient. You get them because I got some. They gave us some flowers just to kind of test it out, see if we like it, see if we want to rock with these guys. These flowers were sitting on my kitchen counter for over 2 weeks. Still looking good, still looking like the day I got them. So if it's Valentine's Day, you want to do your Valentine's Day right. Flowers are a staple. You want to do it, go ahead. Whether that be the flower set or you could just go full on roses. The only thing we ask you to do, because they got a bunch of different bouquets. Whether that be pink roses, white roses, red roses. Whatever bouquet that you want to work with, go to SamShowNation.com. You hit that Flowers.com link. You can send fresh flowers on the same day, or you can even schedule it right then and there. And please hurry up, because I don't want y'all getting caught up out here in these streets, getting messed up. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Please make your move right now. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all. You guessed it, Amazon.com. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com. Right there on the home page and current promotions page, you click that Amazon link. Hey, they got a lot of Valentine's Day deals of their own at Amazon. And Amazon got everything from A to Z. Or maybe you want to do this right. Maybe you want to watch the game. Because I know we're talking about all things Super Bowl with this one. Maybe you want to get started with the Valentine's Day gift for the tech person in your life. Maybe you want to get the Valentine's Day gift for, they actually have, if you go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com, they have a Valentine's Day gift section for whoever the type of person is in your life. Or maybe you just done with Valentine's Day altogether. Maybe Valentine's Day ain't your day. It's a bunch of different things on Amazon for you to zone out. Maybe you can watch Prime. You can catch up on Man the High Counter. Maybe you can listen to some of the 50 greatest on the Amazon playlist. Maybe you want to fire up that Alexa and get a lot of cool stuff that is available. Maybe you want to get a smartwatch. Maybe you want to just get Prime. You just want to watch some great movies. You just want to chill out. 9 romantic movies. Maybe you want to sit down and you want to watch Arrival. I don't know. Man in the High Castle. Catch up on that. Lord knows I need to. Go ahead. Get it with Amazon Prime. So here's what we're going to do. Go to SamTronation.com. You click that Amazon banner on the homepage, current promotions page, and we can take it from there. But what we're about to do, we're about to reset these mics. We're about to talk all things Super Bowl, make some predictions, sit down with Tasha, who's making her triumphant return to the podcast, and we will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
It's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
And we're back with our Super Bowl prediction spectacular. Yes, it's another one of those. We do this every year. We sit down, we talk about the podcast, and believe it or not, I can say this. Minus 2 weeks, we have a special guest virtually... code free.
Yay.
What the fuck? Like, the last 2 weeks, I have been flying.
Longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I have been flying solo.
Been...
with the Jimmy Pardo boy, Stephanie, Sunshine Williams.
Man.
And then we just sit there solo deep.
It has been rough for me. I've had a cold, I've had the flu. I've had stomach virus. Probably had food poisoning.
We are.
It's been a rough day.
That is now your mic at this point. Like, we are. I don't know what you got. That is now yours. Please take it with you.
But I feel about 95% better.
All right. See, what we do, you know, we do this every year. It's Super Bowl time.
Mm-hmm.
You are, and give you a title, you are the commissioner.
And the co-host of the Just Talking With Sam podcast.
First of all, you are the... no.
I am.
You are not.
I am the unofficial co-host of the Just Talking With Sam podcast.
No, get in line.
You may as well say I'm the... I have been on your show more than anybody.
That doesn't make you a co-host.
That does. Makes me the unofficial...
No, that makes you
official,
a real...
unofficial co-host.
That makes you a reoccurring character. That's
but
what that makes you.
I am a co-host.
No, but in all seriousness, you are the... commissioner of the D-League.
I am. That's our
fantasy
football
in
which you won the trophy team. This year.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I said at my address that you were not there for.
Oh, thank you,
Jim. I cracked that ass.
You didn't crack mine.
For excuse me. Are you
mine.
A champion?
But you ain't cracked mine.
Oh, yes, I did.
You ain't cracked mine to get
out of all the friends of the Just Talking with Sam podcast. We go, we do this. It is the league. It is the fantasy football league, and I cracked that ass.
Ooh.
But you Ooh. Weren't there for that. You were sick. You were. I don't know what you had. You had some weird throat thing.
I had.
I don't know.
I told you. I think I probably had a I had a sinus infection. Something. I think too. The flu, a cold, a stomach virus, food poisoning. It's been rough.
But speaking of football. This podcast is going to be all things football. We're going to be talking about the Granddaddy Mall, the Super Bowl 52. And what we gonna do? I mean, we do this every year. We give our predictions, mm-hmm. and side bets have been made here. And I love this podcast because we gonna get down on all things football. As you know, I don't know if you know because you've been sick.
Eagles
are going against.
But I did watch the football games.
The GOAT, Tom Brady, the greatest of them
all.
You
want my prediction?
And we're giving predictions. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give our predictions. Mine and yours.
Okay. And ladies first.
Hold on. Wait. And then we're going to open up these phone lines. Then we're going to hit some man on the street type stuff. And we're going to get, you know, predictions from some of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
Past and future.
Mm-hmm.
The sports heads of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. And we gonna jump into it. Like this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I'm very curious. What is your prediction?
I think Philly's gonna take it.
Really?
I do, by three.
Okay. Hey, you know the rule.
It's gonna be a very close game. I think they're gonna win by like 3 points. And there's no shade to Tom Brady. I notice where you're going. But I just think this year, I think the Eagles got the juice.
Please elaborate. I would like to see how you came to this.
No, I'm just based on their winning record, which is better than the Patriots. They are technically the home team for the Super Bowl this year. Based on, even though Carson Wentz got him there when he got injured, based on all of that, the Patriots' questionable defense, but they have excellent offense, but they are missing some key players. I don't know if Gronk is playing Sunday. All these things are a factor. I do think it's going to be a very close game. However, I think it's going to be a kick or something stupid that's going to propel the Eagles to win. And that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You're going to totally disagree
with me. What I'm doing, this whole podcast, I am going to exercise restraint.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's hard that I heard that bullshit and I exercise restraint.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to what you just said,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm going to do, I am exercising a lot of restraint. But you know what? I could give my prediction.
I want to hear it.
My prediction is my man Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are going to crack that ass. The only thing I agree is that it will be a quote-unquote close game, and I'm using air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking a lot of garbage time points by the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a... I'm not shitting on Philly. I'm not shitting on the Bird Gang. My cousin Wes. What's up, man? I know you listening.
Wes Walker.
I'm not... Meek Mill, who may or may not be out of jail in time for the game. He got some great lawyers. Don't know. Kevin Hart, Sylvester Stallone.
The Roots.
Who else? The Roots, Philly. I'm not shitting on Philly. Jill Scott. I love all of these people, but I rock with the Bird Gang to get to the... All right.
Use them.
Let me break down Bird Gang. Let me break down the Eagles. I, quote unquote, your talk, I use them. Yeah, I use them to get me my second fantasy football.
Your first.
Title.
First.
But it ain't about yous. If you could go back, you go back through the annals of time, you go back on this podcast. Since October, November, I have been saying that the Philadelphia Eagles are the Kmart versions of the New England Patriots. They play exactly the same game of football. The only thing about New England Patriots, they done been there before. They know what it is. They know the game.
Mm-hmm.
They down with it. They didn't bet the bright lights don't faze them. And the deal about Philly, and I love the Eagles. They have a great running game.
Mm-hmm.
They defense step up when they need to step up. My question is Foles. It is Nick Foles' game. Period.
Fold?
Foles. Nick Foles.
So you said Foles.
ES. Nick Foles' game to lose and or win. Because Carson Wentz, if it was Carson Wentz, I would be shaking in my boots. Believe it or not, I am legitimately worried about the Eagles. If it was Wentz, I wouldn't know how to feel. Right now, the only... Let me break down Tom Brady. Tom Brady is like Jason in a scary movie. You know Jason.
Yeah.
Finna kill you. You can't stop him. You can't run from him. You can't run fast enough. You can't slow him down. You can hit him with everything. The Patriots gonna be the Patriots. Tom Brady is going to crack that ass. You are fighting the inevitable. And I gotta be honest. No, real talk. I have been watching.
Win, lose, or draw. Whoever wins, whoever loses, I am most excited about Justin Timberlake.
All right, we'll put a pin in that because I got to jump into that too. But what I'm saying about Brady, I have been watching Brady versus Time or Time versus Time on Facebook.
Oh, it already started?
Oh, I'm in episode 4. And when I'm watching...
I thought it was like one big...
Oh, no. We're at episode 4 now. Nah. By the time of this podcast, it's episode 4, and I'm watching this, and he works out like a beast. And I see the level of why he's going to crack that ass. Mm. Not discounting the Eagles. No way. But when you watch the level, like, I'm looking at a man who is fighting something bigger than himself, than the team, than like, time. It's on some biblical shit.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he's retiring this year?
Fuck no. If that reality series is any way, all right. Here's if you want Brady to retire, he has to win. Because if he lose, oh shit, he's coming back with that heat next year. So, look, if you want Brady, I'm saying the Brady's gonna crack that ass. The only way Brady know how. It's gonna be the lad. Then you got the coaching situation. Everybody going to different teams. Everybody going different. So if the
what's the probability of Brady going to another team?
Man, you get that shit off your mind. You get that shit off your mind.
Has he always played for the Patriots, or did he play for another
always
team? Because he's never
always
went no play.
Always.
You know, so you start on a practice squad with somebody else and end up.
See, he started on the summer drafting squad with San Francisco. San Francisco didn't want him. And they figured out in weeks, so he still made the summer team for the Patriots.
Gotcha.
And I said this story before, like, a lot of times, and maybe this is my own fanboyness, and I'll cop to that if it is that. Look, I went to Eastern Michigan University.
Unfortunately,
a lot of people don't know that. If you don't know, and if you go by the College of Business, my man Tom Brady went to the University of Michigan, played for U of M for 1 year before he was drafted to the NFL. But Tom Brady stayed off campus on a house by the Eastern Michigan University College of Business. Both colleges are pretty goddamn close to each other. It's about a 5 minute. Depending on if you drive five minutes off Washtenaw, you're on one person's campus or you're on another person's campus. That's just how it works. And Tom Brady, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., while walking to my class, I was listening to a Discman. And I will tell you, I was listening to Craig's David, Born to Do It. Shut up. Craig David is a goddamn R&B gem.
Can you feel me in, Craig David?
Shut up.
Can you feel me in?
Yep. Craig's David, Born to Do It CD.
Born to Do What?
That's the name of the CD, Born to Do It. Whatever it is.
No, I think I had the single CD.
Whatever it is, that is not the story that I'm telling. And he's talking to the U-Haul guy. Because he's not Tom Brady at this point. He's just the guy, the backup for the Patriots. He's talking to the U-Haul guy. And however long it takes between a CD to change from one song to the other, that quiet. You can hear him talk to the U-Haul guy. Not in a braggadocious way, but in a way where he said, if given the opportunity, I'll turn it up. And I'm paraphrasing. And we fast forward 18 years, and here we are. Now, I say this. That same intensity of that young man in that driveway talking to a U-Haul dude, is the same intensity that I see in that reality show that I'm watching. And I don't even fuck with reality shows at all. But I'm watching Time vs. Time. That same intensity is in that man. And that same intensity is going to be in that man this Sunday. My man walking off with a 6th ring.
What are you wearing?
I'll tell you what I'm wearing.
You bought a new shirt?
Yes, I did buy a new Patriot shirt.
How many do you have now?
Quite a few.
How many Lion shirts do you have?
I'm one less than I do Patriots. We'll get into that in a second.
All right.
And Tom Brady going to crack that ass. Like I said, you can't stop Freddie. You can't stop Jason. You can't stop Tom.
Time versus time.
I know this seems like a goddamn commercial for the fucking Facebook.
Oh, this seems like a commercial.
But if you watch it, you will have that same energy. Maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe I'm sitting down. Maybe I'm fanboying it. Whatever you want to call it, it is what it is. Tom gonna crack that ass. Now, the thing we put a pin in, my man Justin Timberlake. Look, I don't really give a shit about halftime shows. I respect Justin Timberlake. As we know, I lost my shit with the whole Katy Perry situation.
Which one? Oh yeah.
Another one was you know who put on a good show? Gaga. Gaga did a lot of theatrical stuff, but it wasn't. My whole point of it is, when it comes down to JT, if you don't bring Janet Jackson on that stage and make it right. If you don't make it right.
What if she exposes balls?
Okay. If you don't make it right, go fuck yourself, JT. Like, I say that with all due respect. I don't know what Janet Jackson's schedule looks like. I don't even know if Janet Jackson is there. That call had to be put out. I will hope, just kind of, sort of, like, he strike me as a good dude. Mm-hmm. I have never met him. JT, if you ever want to jump on this podcast, you are more than welcome. We will give you a mic.
Oh, come on, sir.
You strike me as a good dude. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I think he is.
You strike me as a person who put out that call. If she said no, cool. But you strike me as a person who was just like, look, man, 10 years ago, however long it was, what was it, 10 years, 20? It wasn't 20. However long it was. I think it was about 10.
It was more than that. I'll find
out. At least 10. You strike me as a dude that says, like, look, nah. You know, that
Nipplegate?
Yeah. That scenario. And I got to be honest. I wasn't exactly mad about Nipplegate because, quite honestly, I always wanted to know what it looked like. Not in a creepy way.
But you couldn't really see nothing, though.
Yeah, but once again, sort of like to paraphrase my man from
2004.
So yeah. What 13, we at?
No, 14 years.
Almost 15 years. You gotta make it right.
Timberlake is almost 40 years old. Can you believe it?
Okay. Yeah. I can believe that. NSYNC was in 2000, so yeah, I could totally believe that.
I love Justin Timberlake.
All I'm getting at.
I'm excited about
it. Alright, you know what? The only reason you brought this up to talk about JT, so please, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just excited. I'm a Justin Timberlake fan. I've always been one. So this excites me. Even people, we not checking for Justin because he just left Janet out hanging. Janet, that's her titty.
All I'm getting at, make it right.
What you want to do? He can bring her out this year. I hope he does. But if he doesn't, I'll still be a fan of his. I never stop being a fan of his. Call me what you want. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And that's all I care about. Make it right with Janet. Mm-hmm. And here's what we're finna do. You got our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch Time versus Time.
Of course.
I'm finna open up these phone lines to some people, you know, who rocks with the podcast. I'm gonna open up these phone lines, see what they gotta say. This is the prediction special, and what you are gonna see from me. And I make this
number,
promise.
What's the number so I can call in and give?
It's not a number. It's just like people who've been rocking with the podcast.
I just want to call in and give my second prediction.
No. Let's just. What you're going to see is the most restraint from me, because what I want to do, I want to listen to people.
Please listen.
And don't not interject.
Don't cut people off. telling us, no, nah, time gonna do it.
Cause I honest to God, in my bones, in my I am worried about
Tom Brady.
No, the Eagles. Cause the Eagles, if anybody could do it, the Eagles can do it because they play just like the Patriots. If anybody can do it, they can do it. Mm-hmm. But I think what I'm getting at is it's time, man. So I don't do my best not to argue people.
Please.
My job is not to change anyone's mind.
Please.
I just want to hear where they're coming from.
Thank you.
And then, when that's all over, I may or may not tell them why they're full of shit.
Can't do that.
No. I'm going to let them talk. And if offered, I will say, if offered the opportunity for rebuttal, then and only then. So let's hit up these phones. Let's do that right now.
All
right. You on stay?
I'm out.
Okay, Miss, it got to be about you. Let's open up these phones. No one really understands it's a holiday. I'm glad. You know what? You nailed it. Because it is a holiday. It's a day where we cut loose. It is the closest to...
Yeah. July 4th.
Yeah, a real talk holiday than it is... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a holiday, so you know where I stand on an issue. Tell me your predictions for this Sunday, man. I don't shut up, man. So go ahead, tell me your predictions.
Like how in depth you want me to go? Because it's a lot that like really, you know, kind of fucks with my mind a little bit.
Do you? Because I did my intro. The challenge of this podcast is for me not to quote unquote try to change somebody's mind. It's more for me to sit down, listen to your prediction, and I guess like how do you come to that conclusion? And
I mean what I'm thinking, you know, it's like whose defense is just gonna play better? Like which defense is gonna make play? Because ultimately, the matchup that everybody want to see is Brady versus that Eagles defense. When it's really the other way around, because you know, look at it from a Detroit perspective. It's like, okay, Matt Patricia, I don't think Nick Foles should put a fucking point up. And you about to be the next head coach of the Lions? They shouldn't get a touchdown. It's a Super Bowl, so they should get one touchdown. I'm not going to hold them like that, but they shouldn't get a touchdown. It's fucking Nick Foles. Backup quarterback. It's not their number one guy. He used to be their number one guy. It's funny how they need him to win them the Super Bowl now. It's like,
and that's
how the world works. But it's a hell of an opportunity for him to look back, you know, next year and look back and be like, you know, hey, I'm a backup quarterback now, but I won a Super Bowl. Fuck off, Quinn. You know?
Old Trent Dilford of it all. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's some bullshit. But it really just boils down to the Pats defense against the Eagles offense. And are they going to be able to stop that running game? Stop off those little bubble screens and, you know, that vertical... for vertical pass game, they can get out to Nelson Aguilar and, you know, Alshon Jeffrey. You gotta be careful of that. Brady gonna be breaking. You know, the spotlight gonna be on and Brady gonna be Brady, you know. I don't see the Giants across that field, but it is an NFC East team, so it leans me towards the Eagles a little bit every once in a while. I've been teetering it, but it's just hard to go against Brady in this situation. You know, I'm thinking like a 24-14 dub, you know, just to give them an extra touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you gotta watch out, man. If that Eagles defense can put put seven on the board like they did, you know, because that changed the game. Like, that straight up changed the game in the NFC Championship. Vikings came out hot, ready to roll. They got that pick six. It was over. Done. Like, the game was over once that shit happened. I've seen it. I, like, watched it with my own eyes. Like, they just lost all momentum. They let Nick Foles sit in the pocket like he was fucking Peyton Manning and throw bombs around the field. It's ridiculous what I was watching. I thought that was going to be a better game, but
all right. I made this point earlier, and it's killing me not to interject. I want to make that play. It's killing me not to interject. Like I already said earlier, Patriots gonna kick that ass. Not because they are, like, the point I made earlier is that both teams play exactly the same. I joked about it. I said the Eagles, and this is going back October, November, I joked about it with you, if memory serves me right. I said the Eagles are the Kmart Patriots. They play exactly the goddamn same, but just not the recognition, because the Patriots didn't been there before. And I wholeheartedly agree with you, whose defense is going to step up, because everything else is about the goddamn same. Now, personally, Nick Foles was the only X factor. It's his game to lose.
And win.
No, see, that's the thing. We talking about back in November when Wentz was a factor. Now that Wentz is gone, I'm looking at Nick Foles. And with Nick Foles, it's his game to win or lose. Because Brady going to be Brady. Belichick going to be Belichick. At the end of the season, the coaching staff, the band is breaking up. We don't, outside of Patricia, outside of McDaniel, I'm trying to remember their special teams coach name. They're going to break up the coaching staff. So, either I really see my man Tom walking away with 6 rings in the Eagles. And it's not going to be no blowout. It's going to be a close, very close game. It may even come down to a kick. But what I truthfully believe is going to come down to Nick Foles. Does Nick Foles want it? Everybody else, I just think it's going to be a battle of the quarterbacks, because both defenses will step up, but they play exactly the same, and it bugs me.
Yeah, they do. That's the point that I hadn't said yet, that they do play, I ain't going to say exactly the same. I think that the Eagles run the ball a lot better. But.
All right, let's break it down like this. I'm going to tell you a story of a team. Now, I want you to sit back and listen to this. One team has a quarterback with everything to prove. That same team has a tight end that cannot be stopped. That same team has a great running game, but you don't know who gonna be the lead running back that game. And that same team have a defense that does step up in crucial moments. What team am I talking about in this Super Bowl?
I mean, I would say you're talking about the Eagles.
Believe it or not, I'm talking about the Patriots. It's that close. But look at how you said it. It's that close. They play exactly the same.
I don't know the exact stats and whatnot.
Look how I broke it down, though. And you went Eagles. Honestly, you can say the same thing for them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you can. When you put it that way, yeah, but it's like, you know, it's facts, you know, that back your point or mine, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not trying to change your mind. It's just, this ain't going to be the blowout people think it's going to be.
No, I should have 24-14, you know, 24-14, 24-17, something like that. You know, a nice Super Bowl. It ain't gonna be that for the hype of last year's Super Bowl. That was one of the greatest I've ever seen in my life. But for some reason I want the Eagles to win. It's a couple players on there from Detroit. You know, Brandon Graham, shout him out, you know.
You can say the same thing about the Patriots. Vannoy, what's up, man? If that's what,
man,
I said.
Nobody worry about no damn Vannoy.
I'm just saying, man, you can say the same thing. It's a lot closer.
You're
like
stretching right there.
Now, you know.
I said, Brandon Graham is from the D. That motherfucker, Brett Van Oye, is from fucking not the D. I don't give a fuck.
All I'm getting at is, we burned his ass up with the Lions. I will say that. We cooked that motherfucker. And then he went off, and here we go. I mean, it's just, it sucks, but it goes back and forth. This is what I mean by, like, a lot of time, like, as a Patriots fan, you know how I get down. I am legitimately worried about the Eagles. Legitimately worried. As a Patriots fan, I'm legitimately looking at the Eagles like, oh, shit. All it takes.
Going even deeper, that defensive line is nasty. You gotta watch out.
One turnover could change this entire game.
Yeah. And it also can motivate a motherfucker, too, just like it did last year. So, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, I think the Patriots going to win, but they're going to have to work for it.
Yeah, there it is, man. But thanks so much for calling in. I mean, we got a few more people calling in. Ike, you are totally welcome. Hey, here's what I want, if anything else. I need you. I need Chuck, because I need everybody I can think of. We got to break open this whole Blake Griffin thing, man, because this has been bothering the shit out of me. But I'm going to give my man 2-3 games before I podcast about him. And that's the kind of deal I made with myself. But second I do, I need you right there, because the Blake Griffin thing is already kind of eating at me a little bit.
I'm ready.
All right, man.
Can't wait to talk about it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Ain't no problem, man.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling to the podcast. Giving me your predictions for the big game. I like how you called it the big game on some, like, corporate shit, because I could totally be sued by calling it the Super Bowl. It's like you did your homework. But we're sponsored by NFLShop.com, so do I still call it the big game? Because the same people suing me is the same people I'm advertising for.
Right.
I know. But
thanks for having me again. Like I said, you had me on earlier in the year for the fantasy football picks, and that was pretty fun. I hear that you were a champion this year, and I wasn't, so.
Hey, it's okay. Man, like I said it off mic, I said on mic, if you are looking for a new home, we got you. I don't know if you noticed or not, I'm sleeping with the commissioner, so I can put in a good word for you. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I can put in a good word for you. She's salty as hell right now, but you know, if you ever needed a new home, we got you, man.
I appreciate that. Well, all right, let's get down to my prediction. I want to ask you yours, because I know you're a Tom Brady fan.
Yes, I am.
You know, I understand, though. He's a Michigan man, underdog, pretty much today the Patriots franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, remind me, was it 2002? Was that the Super Bowl, first Super Bowl he won?
Yeah, they went back-to-back, 2002 and 2003.
All right, so pretty much since 2002, the Patriots have been pretty much the best and most consistent team in the NFL.
Okay.
Before that, of course, I mean, they had Curtis Martin and Drew Bledsoe. They even had Bill Parcells. But they wasn't relevant. Brady made them relevant. Is it Brady or Brady and Belichick? I mean, that's your call.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is the sports world, and this is just my little fantasy theory, the sports world really likes a good story. And what's going on in different leagues right now, the NFL itself, we need a good story. A good story kind of popped up in the middle of the playoffs with the Patriots about Brady and Belichick might be having a rift between each other.
If you believe, I'm shutting up. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Bro, just hear me out.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm not a Patriots hater. It's just I'm not a fan of that team. There's a difference.
I got you.
What I'm saying is, now it's just back and forth in the media, you know. Who's really responsible for the Patriots' success? Is it Tom Brady or is it Bill Belichick?
That's a hell of a question. Like I said, I'm keeping all my opinions to myself. I made a deal.
Let me keep going. But doesn't this set this up? Because this is a Super Bowl rematch, I believe. Of course, I think the only thing that's the same from the last time they played was the coach and the quarterback of the Patriots. But other than that, totally new Eagles team, new Patriots team.
It is right. On paper. I see what you're saying. It was 1980 something. I'm with that. I see what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is this. Let me jump sports. Let's fast forward to the year 2004 NBA playoffs finals. Had the upcoming boring Detroit Pistons. Against the flashy superstar Lakers. And what happened? What started going on in that playoffs?
I remember.
Kobe and Shaq started a feud. So, what was a better story? Kobe and Shaq putting their differences together to do it just one more time? Or for this boring upstart Pistons team to upset this super Lakers team and destroy that franchise, that dynasty?
I like that theory.
Right now, I said, what's the better story? Let's see what's going on. NFL, of course, you have, no one likes the commissioner. That's ongoing.
Yeah.
We know that the commissioner is, it's an open secret. If not, just, you know, we just know. The commissioner don't care for the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
What else is going on? Other sports just have better stories. Like, NBA really has some things going on right now with LeBron free agency coming up. So, it's like, NBA has so much stuff going on with the offseason. Of course, Blake Griffin being traded to our
man,
Pistons.
Don't get me started on that.
That's another call in.
Please feel free. Like, when we sit out and really chop that up. Yeah. You are on speed dial.
So let me show, because I think I'm just rambling now.
Alright.
But doesn't it seem like it's a setup for, what would you rather see as a fan? What would be the better story? Brady? We already know Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time because he has the most Super Bowls. It's not easy to win a Super Bowl, because football is a sport where anybody can win any year.
Given Sunday.
Right. So what would be the greatest story? Belichick and Brady just putting aside their differences one last time just to win that Super Bowl to put both their legacies over the top, because both their legacies have been marred by scandals, you know, Spygate, Deflategate. Or the Eagles' revenge. You have this upstart Eagles team where you have a young coach who was new coach who was a journeyman backup, probably backed up one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and Brett Favre. Also, the quarterback's coach, probably one of the greatest backup quarterbacks ever, the dude who played for the Bills. I can't think of his name. Frank Reich, I believe.
Okay.
You have two former Patriots who was on the championship team last year with Blount and Chris Long. And Chris Long was in the news this year with the Charlottesville Jazz. We're not going to go into that.
Yep.
So what would be the better story? Brady and Belichick putting their differences aside and riding the sunset together with one more championship, or this young upstart Eagles, which probably would have been a better story if Carson Wentz was.
And there we go. All right, you took it from me. It's like you heard this podcast.
If Carson Wentz was starting. But I think this would hurt even more that a journeyman backup, Nick Foles.
Okay.
Would take down the Patriots dynasty. I think the fans would like to see that story. Now, personally, I really think the Eagles are going to win.
Okay.
You have a pretty good defense coached by someone we're both familiar
with. Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit more familiar with him than you are. Yeah. Because he was the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans first before he took the Lions job, and that is
Wait. Friend of the podcast. He was on the podcast right before he made that plane ride over to Philly.
Really?
Dead serious. Go to the website.
Dope, man.
Go to the website and look. And you see me and what could be the probably the last picture of Jim Schwartz in Lions paraphernalia.
That's dope. Now, me personally, Jim Schwartz was a good defensive. He's a good defensive coordinator. It's just from being in Tennessee with Haynes, where the defense always tend to be undisciplined at the wrong time. You see offside. You see this stupid penalties. It's just like, y'all are better than that. Same thing when he went to Detroit. The defense, at least the front seven, was the shit when he was there. You know, we had the best defensive tackle in the NFL, but once again, we had the best defensive tackle, but we couldn't get him under control, per se.
Real talk,
dumb penalties. Now, his first year, last year, with the Eagles, that defense turned around, but once again, I don't want to say they had anyone just out of pocket, but they were still making stupid mistakes. But this year, they're a lot more disciplined. So I really think, unlike that Jacksonville defense, who had the talent but didn't have the experience, but you know, now with the Eagles, you have the talent, you have experience on this defense. I think that this defense is going to be the key factor in this game, because Philly offense is better than Jacksonville. Jacksonville offense for that game did a pretty damn good job. I mean, hats off to Blake Bortles. He pretty much did his thing. I blame that on culture.
Okay, I can rock with that.
I think the Eagles, because you have an offensive-minded head coach, I think he is going to be aggressive the whole game. I think that the offense is going to be able to hang with Brady's offense. And I think that the Eagles' defense is just going to make that key play at the end. I don't know. I think it's going to be a point where, oh, you gave Brady the ball back with 30 seconds. Now, you know Brady can drive down. And then 10 seconds to score a touchdown. I really think that the front four is going to get to him. He's going to throw a little wobbly pass. And I don't even want to put a name on it. I think Malcolm Jenkins is going to make the game-saving interception.
Okay.
And the final score, 24-20, Eagles.
I like that. I like that. I love that confidence.
All right, well, I was out doing my man on the street. I ran into funny man, Alex Thomas. We getting our stuff ready for the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Now, Alex, I know you are... when it comes down to sports, you that guy.
I'm a sports fanatic, but
I've seen you on mini golf charity tournaments.
Yeah.
So especially around a lot of NFL athletes.
And absolutely.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Is the granddaddy of them all.
Absolutely.
Super Bowl. I gotta ask your prediction. Your Super Bowl prediction. Who gonna take it to win the whole thing? Go ahead, man.
I have to go with the Eagles because I am not a Tom Brady fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a Tom Brady hater. Don't get me wrong. I get he is greatness. Don't get me wrong. You can't be mad at a man that's won 5 Super Bowls.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, Belichick's system is amazing. I mean, uh-huh. They can throw us in there and we'd probably be able to work into their system.
Oh, that's real.
You know what I mean? It doesn't even matter if it's superstars on that team or not. They just have an amazing, incredible system. The man knows how to move the ball. He just finds a way to win. Right?
Yeah.
That's part of why I don't like him.
Oh.
And you gotta understand, I'm an LA dude. I'm born and raised LA. I'm LA all across the board. I'm upset that the Rams
didn't get to the Super Bowl. They came really? Close. They came close. You got to understand.
Hashtag analytics, Sean McVay. Come on, man.
Hey, but you, here's my thing. Here's the thing, man. We didn't have a team for a lot of years. Obviously, they moved to St. Louis. They came back. This was only their second year. They played horrible last year. But somehow, some way, they got to the playoffs this year. So all of us in L.A. was like, oh, my God, not only do we have a football team again, we actually might have a chance to do something. And, you know, we got cut short by the Atlanta Falcons, and it didn't happen. So because of that, with all that being said, I want the Eagles to win because I just don't want Tom Brady to win another one. I know that sounds bad, but I would like that city of brotherly love to, you know, win a Super Bowl because they've never won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
So, okay.
Last time they went was in 1980 versus the Oakland Raiders. And the Oakland
Raiders. The heartbreak there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a West Coast dude. I like the same way I'm a Laker fan till I die. But because we're going through problems right now and the Kobe era is done, and that's done, I'm a West Coast guy, so that's why I was rooting for Golden State. You know what I mean? Just because of West Coast dude.
All right, here go what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I know you in town. You got some dates at the Punchline. Mm-hmm. Please come out and check you out, but if anything, me and you, we got to sit down and chop it up. If you had me, we could sit down. I don't know if you know about the podcast. We sit down and we have like a long form interview.
Yeah.
I know I talked to you a little bit about the Super Bowl, but we need to chop it up while you're in town. Is that cool?
Oh, absolutely, man. Come on. I'm never short of words. You know, and it turns into comedy. But going back, I just got finished up on the Super Bowl. I say the Falcons are going to win. I think it's going to be a huge upset for everyone in New England. I think it's time for a city like Philadelphia to win. And I think it's not going to be a blowout.
Okay.
I think it'll be going to be close. I think it's going to be a kick.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a prediction right now. 27-24.
Oh, I like that.
27-24.
I like that.
Eagles on a kick.
Okay.
At the very end, because, hey, man, I think it's going to be more exciting than any of us thought. You know what I mean? But I don't think Brady's going to go in there and blow him out. I don't think that.
Makes sense. Hey, Alex, we got to chop it up while you're still in town,
come
man.
Come on, man. I'm here. I got 5 shows. Punchline. Everybody come out and see me. Punchline Comedy Lounge. I love Detroit. You know, Motown. What up, though?
All right. Thanks, man.
And we are back. We're back in the studio. Look. We had a couple of good guests call in. My man Ike called in. Ike Allison Lewis Jr. III.
Still calling him that?
Esquire. And then on top of that, my man Mike Moore. Meanwhile on Funkatron Podcast, catch it on YouTube and now Twitch. Oh, and now Twitch. I hear you, Mike. Oh, they will be calling back with the whole Blake Griffin debacle, both of them, because, look, we don't get into that. But we had a special guest. My man, funny man, Alex Thomas, the comedian. Man, I have been a fan of Alex Thomas for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of his, he said, you know, he ready to come back and do the Fool Boy interview. Huh? Like, I'm down. Look, full disclosure, we sat down. We went to Alex Thomas' show. He's playing all week. Weekend, Super Bowl weekend, the February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Punchline Comedy Club in Southfield, Michigan. Now, we got a chance to sit down and watch his work, and I got a chance to shake my man's hand because he's a funny dude. But on top of that, you know, you got to throw out that podcast invite, and he gave us a little something about the Super Bowl. And then, you know, you heard it, interject, he got to come back for the real boy. So, I'm pretty sure you know who's on the next podcast.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, if he said it, I'm down with it. If next podcast go down and he ain't on it, we're going to have a funny story to tell y'all.
All right.
You all right over there?
No.
Why?
The throat is dry.
Oh, the sickness is coming back.
No.
It's coming back.
Oh, post-nasal drip.
All right. Full disclosure. Each phone call that we made was a lot longer than what it was, but with the gift of editing, because each phone call was about an hour apiece. Because I held my own. I said I was not going to interject when these people talked.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't. And then when they asked, see, we cut that part out when they asked, why are you so quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Then I interject. And then this is like a 5-hour podcast, if you want to be straight with it.
Thank God it's not.
But with the magic of editing, you know, we did our thing. And but speaking of the podcast, all good things must come to an end. You can hit us up at samshownation.com for everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast. We're here. We're going to trying to do this for you. We'll see what's going on with the Super Bowl. You can talk to us at Just Talk with Sam. No GN talking. Just Talk with Sam.
And Tasha.
At Facebook. No, seriously. You guys, Just Talk with Sam.
I'm on there, too.
Yeah, you are there, but that's not the call sign. Just Talk with Sam at gmail.com. Just Talk with Sam. No GN talking. Just Talk with Sam. All one word. Also, Just Talk with Sam on IG and Facebook. No GN talking. Just Talking with Sam. And we getting ready for this game. And we'll see you
guys. Do something you'll never do.
What?
YouTube. Shout out to YouTube.
Oh, shit, yeah, yeah. YouTube is Just Talking with Sam right there. Yes, you can go to samshownation.com. You click on the YouTube. Look, please subscribe.
Like, share.
Like and share. We got a lot of content there. Yeah, samshownation.com for everything revolving around Just Talking with Sam podcast. It's good to have you back, sort of.
Thank you.
Little Miss Sore Throat, we don't know. How long you gonna be here?
Shut up.
But we'll see you guys next week, possibly with Alex Thomas. Who knows?
All right, we'll see.
All right, peace out.